it comes back to you.
That's
what this was like.
All right, it is 5:30 p.m. on October 23rd, 2025. I will call to order this meeting of the Woodway Parks and Recreation Commission. We have six members here, so we do have a quorum. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
So we are called to order. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action on or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. I will open it for public comment, and I see none nor hear none, so we will close the public comment section of this meeting. And so we move on to item three, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held August 28th, 2025. So I need a motion for us to discuss the minutes of the regular meeting August 28th, 2025.
I so move.
And a second?
I second.
Is there any discussion or any changes of the minutes from our meeting on August 28th?
Nope.
The only topic that seemed to escape, at the last meeting, it was brought up that we discuss an event to call attention to the Parks and Rec Board. I didn't see that on the agenda today or in the minutes, so I don't know if we need to make an addition there. Does anyone else recall that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Angel?
Yes. I emailed you about this. If there's requests, are you talking about whenever, I think it was Kristen asking for it to be put on the next agenda?
Yes.
So I can't put those in the minutes unless it's on the agenda already, if that makes sense. So if she wants to request something, she has to either call me up at Community Services, or she has to go through Mr. Tankersley.
Okay. So that's
it's a little finicky on how I can write the minutes, but if it's not on the agenda, I can't put it in the minutes. Topic is not on the agenda.
Well, in that case, I have no objections to the minutes.
Okay. Then I need a motion to approve the minutes from August 28th, 2025.
I so move.
And a second?
I'll second.
And all in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. All right, so we discussed this, item four, at our last meeting, but it was not on the agenda. Reassigned subcommittee on facility maintenance and upkeep. And so we all kind of pick our favorite part, and we just kind of keep an eye on it. We walk through, if it's the park that you use, if you use or your family uses, kind of pick that park, just kind of keep an eye on it, and then at our meetings, we let city council and our city staff know of any concerns at the park. So we talked about it last time, but we couldn't actually assign the parks because it wasn't on the agenda. It is this time. And so I can't remember who spoke up for what parks.
I said Pogue.
Okay.
Can I also be on Pogue? Do we have enough people to?
Yeah, we've got plenty of people. So Nancy and Mary will be on Pogue. Okay.
I volunteered for Activity Park.
Kevin, I think you did too.
Okay. So Matt and Kevin on Activity.
Kristen and myself were Whitehall.
Okay. Kristen and Jordan.
Lakeside was Chris.
Okay. Thank you. And the Woodway Family Center, that's kind of...
Was Lindsay, oh, Lindsay. Said she wanted...
There we go.
That.
So there we go.
And then I had another thing that I can't read on Poach Park that looks like Tucker Shade, but I don't think that's right.
So we all have parks, and so all the parks are assigned. So we don't need a motion on anything on that.
Not that I believe
so. No,
sir.
There we go.
Well, I'm motion, we just accept all that.
There we go.
All right, just in case.
Nice second.
All right, item five, updates from our city council liaison, Dave Whitby, Mr. Council Member.
I have no updates. There are no updates.
Okay, yay.
There we go. There's item five. This will be the shortest meeting in the history of meetings.
Can I ask a question, though? What about, did we have anything going for Halloween, like a trunk, trick or trunk or whatever it's called?
I think so, this week.
We have cops and kids is the only thing.
If I may, I can speak to that. I'm the committee for that.
Okay, yeah. So you'll give us an update on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can probably do the Thanksgiving and December and Christmas one.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
And sorry, one more just to clarify. So demolition of old WFC has not moved since the last meeting we had?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I, as far as I know, it has not. It's still moving forward to be demolished.
Yeah.
I was not at the last council meeting. I was the first one I've ever missed and probably the last one, but I told them before I ran for council that I was going to miss that one.
Mm.
So, and turns out I did. I really don't have any additional information other than the meeting prior to that. We discussed that it would be, that the tearing it down would move forward. And there was no discussion of what we would bring to you guys to consider.
I can kind of tell you where they're at within the process with it. They have done the asbestos abatement, and that's pretty much, that just like finished mm-hmm. the other day, so.
Okay.
Okay. All right, update from city staff. Mr. City Manager, Barb.
Up to you.
So Cops and Kids is this coming Saturday. We have impending weather, so it's likely going to be affected. So we met today to draft a contingency plan. So the plan is to continue with the event until we can't. So
what's it called?
Cops and Kids.
Cops and Kids.
Cops and Kids. It started as a drive-through trunk or treat with PD and several departments, and it's just kind of grown since then. So I have the unfortunate responsibility of being the person to say it is or isn't happening. So the call's going to be made anywhere between noon and 2 on Saturday so we can get it out to the community as quick as possible. We are likely going to, if we do have to postpone for the weather, it will be held the following Tuesday. We don't feel like pushing it closer to Halloween that we're going to get any better response. So likely a smaller version of it would happen on Tuesday versus the version we have planned for Saturday. So we'll put something together. We're going to try to make as many kids happy as we can.
Thank you for making a contingency plan.
Yes. Well, 2 years ago, if you remember, we had a monsoon come through and we thought we were going to cancel it. And I mean, it went from a 3-inch downpour within a couple hours to the most beautiful afternoon evening you ever saw. So we set it up in the middle of the rain, but then you couldn't tell otherwise. Praying that's the same case for this Saturday. So we all want to get it done the way it's planned now and not have to make it any smaller. So did you also want to know about we have a Thanksgiving event. It's a family field day. That is the notes.
22nd,
that is correct. And so that planning is still continuing. We are meeting probably 2 more times before the actual event. There's a couple more things we just need to iron out. I think they drove the race path, the Woodway Wobble, that we're gonna have a 5K and a 1K race. They're doing a different path than they've used for the, what's the police? Bound for the Brave. It's a different path, and so we've had to clear some hurdles with that. And so it'll be fun. Pie eating contests, lots of tug of war, potato sack races, lots of fun activities like that, plus hot cocoa cookies. I'm mixing two events. But there'll be food trucks and all that for this Thanksgiving event. It'll be fantastic.
It'll be right here?
It'll be at the most of it will be in the Arboretum. We will have the games and the competitions on field one of the family center. So you'll have to cross the street for that. But majority of it will be on the Arboretum grounds. It's so beautiful over there. So, but 2 more meetings, I believe, before we get all the T's crossed, I's dotted. And then The Very Merry Christmas is December 18th, and the tree lighting and all that. So booking some cool things. I booked the, have y'all seen, it's a photo op, but it's a huge snow globe that you and your family can go inside and take a picture of you inside the snow globe. So we've got one of those, but lots of plans there. We've got a little bit more to decide on exactly what we do based on budget. So that is, it's going to be as good as it was last year, but we're going to have a few more things. So all of that.
Sorry, what date was that?
18th. Let me double check. It's fantastic. Yes, that is I believe a Thursday, the 18th, from 5 to 8. And again, that's the cocoa and cookies. Lots of wonderful lighting. So there'll be plenty of photo ops. There'll be the train that we had to go around. There'll be a craft. I believe it's, I don't know if I have it. It was option one of four. That's all I remember. But there'll be a craft there, a pottery craft to do. There'll be some more inflatables. There'll be merchandise. There will be a movie playing. And then there'll be all kinds of cool, small little activities here and there. But, yeah, it'll be a good event.
Do you have a Mr. and Mrs. Claus lined down?
So our Santa passed away. And so we are looking for another.
So 2 years ago, I reached out to Lindsay. I have connections with a Santa that doesn't charge anything, that is free. And he came 2 years ago.
Can you get with Lindsay again and give her that contact info?
Well, I don't have Lindsay's phone number, but...
Okay.
Yes. Or I can give it to you after the meeting. It's in my phone. So.
That'll work. I'll take it and give it to her. So we desperate search for a new Santa. We've reached out to John Norman. It's his birthday, so he's going to check his plans and get back to me. Maybe John will be our Santa. But you know, what other way to celebrate your birthday but ask Santa? I don't know any other way to do it. If you know him, call him and peer pressure him.
You can call this one. Yeah. He came a couple years ago too.
Okay, good. Operator. Good. So yeah, we do need a, definitely looking for a Santa. And there's a couple other things. We're hoping that we can get a choir to do caroling, you know, whether it's just at the entrance as you walk in, you have somebody caroling to you, or, you know, somewhere where you can go join them in carol.
And
you
know, I'm
not on that one. So we all divide up the different things. So I don't know where until the next meeting where we stand with it. But Midway Choir was on the list to ask, and then we may just have to form our own choir and get some voices.
Dave Whitby looks a little bit like Santa Claus, too.
Me. You
yeah.
Can sing, too?
Yeah. That would be good for everyone.
And so those are the next three big events. So that's all coming. And more to come, I'm sure. So, any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. There's not anything on the agenda about new business. Can we talk about maps? Can we talk about a possible event and put it on our next meeting's agenda?
What do you mean by possible? Like if y'all want to.
I don't know, Matt.
Well, that was brought up. I don't recall who brought it up last time. It was Kristen or who it was, but they, you know, an event to call the community's attention to the parks and this board and just make them aware that, you know, we exist and we're here to serve the community's, you know, interest in parks and recreation. Some ideas were thrown out about planting flowers at one of the parks or basically just something to get everyone to come out and enjoy their parks.
Yes.
And I guess if we could get something on the agenda maybe for next meeting to discuss what type of event that would be and when it would happen. Lindsay, did you say something?
I said that would be really
good. That's all I have on that one.
I'll double check with Donna on the technicalities since we're talking about it now. And I know that's what Kristen did in the last meeting, but is to my understanding, because it's not like, I think I would say Kevin would have to email me to document that in a way to put that. Because I do reach out to him and them two and Adam about what they want on the next meeting. And at that what you guys want on the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so alternatively, we couldn't, offer a motion for a new business agenda next next meeting.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I will email Angel.
Yeah.
And ask to put on next month's or our next meeting's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We can discuss a possible Parks and Recreation sponsored event.
Right.
And we'll go from there. When is our next meeting? Do you know?
January 22nd.
Okay. So I will do that. Anything else we need to talk about in general?
I see similarly on like the youth sports and activities, I want to say it was Chris that brought it up last time. We've done a lot with parks in general, and we've done a lot with the kind of Woodway Family Center recreation, but is there other recreation side opportunities we have? So like I see soccer games, is that going on at the Arboretum fields or Whitehall? Like, where's kind of the formal Woodway recreation outside of the Family Center, which we know is doing what it's doing?
We don't have any
okay.
outside of the fields you have behind the City Hall and the building. Plans to do that? I mean, yeah, I have some ideas. I haven't discussed all of them.
Especially since we made like the Whitehall fields a much more available. So as an example, if I drive by the church off of Ritchie on the way home from work, and they're doing their big upgrades, but before they were doing that, they had soccer, baseball, kids, youth there almost every night.
That probably had to be something ran by Jimmy and his crew.
Yeah.
Like the parks department really cannot support anything like that as far as running the fields.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For us to do that. So when you talk about soccer and football, when you're doing organized activities,
mm-hmm.
you do want to make sure that the surface, the turf, the ground is safe for them to play on. So that area isn't irrigated. And yes, you can play sports on them. It is a lot rougher on the children in terms of injuries.
Yep.
There's big crevices and whatnot out there. So unfortunately, that's not budget right now. Look for other ways to do that, but these fields behind us are managed turfs.
Mm-hmm.
They're irrigated. We do fertilizer, pest control, all the things that make a safer space and a more comfortable space to play on. So that's why we do them there. But yeah, we can branch out. I would love to do city disc golf tournaments. I've got a whole list of ideas. I'm limited by budget and staff, so and
there was no conversation from a council perspective that facilitated any additional expenditure on taking control of Jimmy taking control of organizing those kinds of events, athletic events, or I personally think that we probably should have some conversation about that. But
yeah, and I'm not as familiar with what Waco has that maybe our citizens join Waco leagues, or again, it looks like the church over there is building just an entire complex for what purpose, I'm not sure. And so, yeah, I mean, I understand there's a, who's going to join and what does that support?
Jenny, have you branched into the lake? I think at one point you and I had just talked about, this is before I was in Parks and Recs, about canoe rentals, kayak rentals.
So that has not gone anywhere, not gone forward. So again, it's an Army Corps of Engineers park. So lots and lots of red tape. It costs money. Now that one actually was a revenue generator, but hadn't moved forward. The gentleman still calls quite often, but it's an investment up front, so we don't have that fund available. There's a lot of ideas I would like to do there. Horseback riding, taking kids and on horseback, fishing. It's a lake.
Fishing. That's what I was thinking.
So there's a whole slew of I would like to do So, family, just a brief history, and I apologize to take up too much time. We do non-competitive recreation leagues. Mm-hmm. So, our fields are not regulation size spaces. Mm-hmm. Our baseball fields are all grass infields with no dirt infields. So, we focus on 5 to 12 years old in a non-competitive rec space. All the other leagues in and around us are all going to be competitive leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Waco does have a few rec leagues, but what happens most of the time is they don't have enough kids sign up in both, and they just mesh them together anyway.
Yep.
And those rec kids tend to have a bad experience because you're playing against competitive teams that have more ability. So we are the only facility offering full non-competitive rec. And so we kind of have our own space and market niche. But it's smaller than it used to be because of COVID and the sewer project. We left the market for about 4 years. And so in rebuild mode. So growing the size of those leagues back. And we're close. We're probably at 60%, 70% in some leagues of what they used to be.
Yep.
So we're not far off. But, you know, a lot of those kids continue playing sports through COVID and after. So they just went to other organizations. So once you join a competitive league and you're into competitive sports, you don't go back to
right.
graduation. So we were lucky enough to go to BTO event at Woodway Elementary, the Fall Fest, and got to put our face and name out there to all of those girls that will be coming through our age range. So hopefully we'll keep that partnership going and build on those leagues. We're in a good spot. We're not buying leagues in a bad spot.
Yep.
I think y'all are doing a fantastic job. Have you thought, I'm sorry, I keep asking the questions. Have you thought about doing something in the rec league that there isn't a competitive league for? For example, pickleball. Like, that's like the in thing right now. My kids play it at summer camp every time they go. So creating like a mini pickleball league that you can only play at Woodway at the Woodway Family Center, because there's not an opportunity outside of the Woodway Family Center.
So not for youth. We have a Toys for Tots pickleball tournament, a fundraiser.
Sure.
Toys for Tots, that'll be December, and I'm forgetting the date. And then we have, we do clinics for youth. We are going to start some adult ladder leagues. They're just structured a little differently, but ladder leagues that'll run 6-7 weeks. That should happen sometime next year. But for youth tournaments and leagues, we don't see a lot of people register for that. We're growing our youth pickleball program. You'll need quite a few, 30, 40 people. We're not even selling out our clinics yet, so we'll see.
I was just curious if that there was something that could be done family center that there's not a competitive league for.
Correct, yeah.
Like midway youth sports or whatever.
It's a niche sport and it's very popular. We can probably the new year, look into maybe a league.
Which props to you for coming to Woodway Elementary, especially with the bags, because none of my kids, we were like digging in the car for a bag to collect candy with, and here was Jimmy with all of these Woodway Family Center
awesome.
Bags, and my kids like grabbed the hat. I was telling Jimmy earlier, the hat has not come off of my 7-year-old's head, his Woodway Family Center hat, so he's very proud of his Woodway Family Center hat.
Got one question. This kind of goes back to city stuff. At the last meeting, we talked briefly about the little stretch of road leading into the Lakeside Park at the very end of Estates Drive. And, you know, it's kind of in poor condition. I think the last time we talked about it, it was that the city contracted with Precinct 4 to take care of that. There have been some changes at Precinct 4, and it was kind of in limbo. And I was curious, is that something where someone just needs to reach out?
It's still in limbo right now.
But do you think someone, is there contact that needs to be made, or we don't know? We don't know when it's going to move forward.
No.
Okay.
No, we got the money allotted for it. It's just waiting on Precinct 4 right now. Just recently we did an interlocal agreement with them to do some tree trimming down Ritchie, but that's going to be further down the road. But,
okay.
As far as I know, there's no kind of interlocal agreement with the county to, you know,
sorry.
I guess it just has to kind of come up on their priority list.
It's, I know they had change of hands. Some of the people that were in charge of precinct four, I think they're retired. I think we got a new county commissioner for precinct four. I know our assistant director's been working on it.
Okay.
So that's about all I know.
Okay. Wanted to check in. Thank you.
Other questions, concerns about anything? Well, okie dokie. It is, so I need a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion.
I second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And we adjourn at 5:56 p.m. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.